We find ourselves in the Yemei HaSfira, and as you know, the Ramban comments in Parshas Emor that Sfira Somer has a certain tension, a certain dialectic. On the one hand, the days of Omer are considered to be great days of Simcha. The Ramban comments that really Pesach is considered to be Yantif Rishon, Shavuos is considered to be Yantif Achron, the last days of Yantif, and Vayamim Hasfurim Bentayim Harim Kecholo Shamoed. All of these intermediate days have a Kedusha in a certain sense similar to Chol HaMoed, great days of Simcha, anticipation for Kabbalah Sator. And yet, as the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Nav Samach Beis, these days were marred by the demise of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and therefore the confluence of Simcha and Avelus. And the Ramban emphasizes that the very essence of Sfiras HaOmer, its focus, its purpose, is in order to link the Yantif of Pesach to that of Shavuos, for after all, Yetzias Mitzrayim Cherus is not an end in and of itself, but rather it's an opportunity, it's a means, it's a tool, a vehicle, in order to be able to receive the Torah Hashem. And therefore one is obligated to count these days as Bnei Yisrael did when they left Mitzrayim. The Ran, the very end of Maseches Pesachim, cites the Medrash that tells us that Knesset Yisrael were told, you leave Eretz Mitzrayim, Tavdu Neselokim Alahar Hazeh, to be Zochetu, receive the Torah Hashem. And Knesset Yisrael asked, when exactly would this occur? The answer was Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Count the days of the Omer, and that will be the moment of Kabbalah Sator. So therefore, although elements of Avelus, but nonetheless days of excitement, Simcha, anticipation, and therefore the need to bridge the gap, to link the Yantif of Pesach with that of Shavuos itself. The Gemara explains in Menachos and Daf Samach Vav, when you look in the two Parshios, that of Emor, as well as subsequently in Parshas Re'eh, you find that the Torah emphasizes two elements of Sfiras HaOmer. One is Tisbru Chamishim Yom, the obligation to count the days of the Omer, and the other is the mitzvah of counting the weeks of the Omer. Therefore, Abayi tells us, mitzvah lemime yome, mitzvah lemime shavuah, a person is obligated to count both. And indeed, Tana de Beravashi, that's exactly that which was done. As we do, we make certain to count days of the Omer as well as weeks of the Omer. And yet, the Gemara comments that Amemar, Mane Yame, V'lo Mane Shavuay, Kasavar Zechel Mikdash. Amemar was of the opinion as follows, that undeniably, a mitzvah to count days, an obligation to count weeks, that was true, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when you had the Minchas HaOmer. That's, after all, what the Torah tells us, Miyom HaViyachem Es Omer HaTznufa. Bizman Hazeh, Sfira Somer is only Durabanan, a Zeichel HaMikdash, a reminder of what was true when you have the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you don't have to count the Omer with all of the rigor otherwise necessary. And therefore, if you count days and don't count weeks, that is considered to be sufficient. Yeah. Right, that is true. In other words, it's somewhat questionable what exactly Bnei Yisrael did at that particular time. The mitzvah that we have of Sfiras HaOmer is not predicated on that which was Kodem Matan Torah. The Rambam points out, Pirush Mishnah Yischu and Daf Kuf, that you know that our obligation of Sfiras HaOmer, of Bris Milah, of Gid Anasha is all based on the way that the mitzvah was given to us in Parshas Re'eh and in Parshas Emor, and therefore no doubt there was a mitzvah of counting days and counting weeks as well. But true, when Bnei Yisrael were anticipating Kabbalah Sator originally, it was a counting independent of. In fact, our Chashulchan writes in Tav Peites that maybe one could argue that's why the Rambam writes that Sfira Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa, because the initial purpose of Sfira was to link Pesach to Shavuos, and therefore that applies Bizman Hazeh just as it would apply Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. But Amemar maintains Sfira Somer A, Bizman Hazeh only Drabanan Zeich LaMikdash, and B, therefore you don't have to perform the mitzvah Bishleimus. It's enough to count days for a Zeich LaMikdash, you're not obligated to count weeks. And we do not assume that way LaHalacha. We assume one is obligated to count days and to count weeks as well, and the question is why. So Tosus explains on that very daf, Menachos Nav Samach Vav, that everyone agrees Sfira Somer today is only Derabanan. The question, though, is just because something is a zeich al hamikdash, does that necessarily mean, point two, that therefore you don't have to do so with all of the detail and all of the rigor that would be necessary of a mitzvah? And after all, Rav Ashi disagrees and maintains that no, it is only a zeich al hamikdash, but nonetheless, a zeich al hamikdash must be fulfilled with all of the details lahalacha. And therefore, if the real mitzvah in our Torah was to count days and count weeks, the same thing is true when it comes to a zeich al hamikdash. So that apparently, according to Tosus, is the machlokes between Rav Ashi and Ameimar. To what extent must a zeich al hamikdash replicate, must it duplicate the mitzvah bishleimusa? You know, this could be relevant to other areas where something is clearly a zeich al hamikdash. You know, netilas luv nesrog is a mitzvah min haTorah on day one, and the fact that we go ahead and take the dalet minim for the balance of Sukkot is only a zeich al hamikdash. One could raise the following issue as well. To what extent does the mitzvah of dalet minim on the remaining days of Sukkot have to exactly be done as it was on the first day? If something is only a zeich al hamikdash, could I argue that certain requirements, certain psulei hadar, for example, or the psul choser, does not necessarily exist on the balance of the days? Right? Lachem is a pasuk that tells us clearly, ulakachtam lachem biyom rishon. So clearly the Gemara writes in Sukkah Daf Lamed that lachem is not needed at all when it comes to the balance. That's a Gemara Mufureshes. The Gemara writes, one cannot be yotze with a lulav hagozel, but shol is only necessary on day one. Today is in Ritvan Daf Chavtes, whether that's true on day two, and yantar sheni shol galios, but certainly not true for the balance of the days. But what about the psule cheftze, so to speak? The psul hadar, the psul chaser, to what extent does that apply? Or there's a fascinating comment that Nitziv has in his Haggadah Shel Pesach. We begin the Seder after Kadesh with Urchatz. We wash Netilas Yadayim. Why exactly do we do so? You know, the Taz writes that the fact that this was incorporated into the Seder is an absolute indicator that one has to do so all year long. Whenever you have Tibula B'mashke, whenever you have a vegetable which is dipped in water, for example, in such a case one is obligated to wash, because otherwise why would this be incorporate, and therefore it's not something that only applies Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, but rather it's relevant even Bizman HaZeh. Or the other extreme, maybe Urchatz is only necessary Kadesh Yishlo HaTinokos, in order to invoke, to arouse the curiosity of others, and therefore we clearly do things differently now than typically we would do. And Nitziv writes that there are many things that we do at the Seder night as a Zeich HaMikdash, to reenact as though that we are leaving Mitzrayim and reenacting these events as they would play out in the Beis HaMikdash itself. For example, the Netziv writes, the reason the minhag of wearing a kittel is because when one would partake of Karban Pesach and eat kodshim, in such a case they would wear such clothing, and therefore that is what we do at the Seder night. And the Netziv writes as follows, the same thing is true of Urchatz, even if against the Taz, the Tibula B'mashka doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh, but if we are reenacting of what occurred then, so therefore we would be very meticulous about that washing, and therefore what we're doing is a Zeich al hamikdash. Mikrei Kodesh, Rav Tzipi Yosef Frank raises the issue in the Hagos, Rav Yosef Kohn elaborates at length. If it is a Zeich al hamikdash, to what extent are all the Dine Netilas Yadayim relevant to Urchatz, Chatzitza, and the like, and all the rigor of washing, for example, for Hamotzi? Would that apply to Urchatz? Once you're doing something only as a Zeich al hamikdash, and there he suggests that, you know, this should be based on the Gemara Menachos Samafov, the machlokes between Rav Ashi and Ameimar. To what extent does a Zeich al hamikdash have to pattern the mitzvah bishleimusa? So one could envision that this is a broader question as to the nature of Zeich al hamikdash itself. The Rambam disagrees. When you look in the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Hilchos Tumimim Musafim, Halacha Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, the Rambam writes explicitly that Sfira Samar Bizman HaZeh is Min HaTorah. This is not just a Zeich al HaMikdash. Well, according to the Rambam, you understand very well why you have to count days as well as weeks, because a Meimar assumed, look, it's only a Zeich al HaMikdash, and therefore the Rambam maintains that no, Sfira Samar Bizman HaZeh is indeed Min HaTorah. And if it's a mitzvah Min HaTorah today, so therefore, obviously, one is obligated to fulfill the mitzvah Bishleimusa, counting days and counting weeks. It could very well be, according to the Rambam's view, that had it been a Zeich al HaMikdash, everyone would agree that maybe days are sufficient. But the point of dispute was not the nature of Zeich HaMikdash, but whether indeed Sfira Sama Bismanazez Min HaTorah, or whether it is only considered to be that which is Durabanan. And the Rambam writes that even Bisman Hazeh, Sfira Somer is a mitzvah Min HaTorah. But doesn't the Torah tell us, Miyom HaViyachem Es Omer HaTnufa, the time that you offer the Mincha Somer, does it really mean the second day of Pesach? Doesn't it seem to be linked with the Hakrava Somer itself? So if you look in the stencils of the Briskarav, the Menachos Nav Samachvav, he quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim, this is also found in Chazon Yechezkel on the Tosefta Kedushin, in Perak Aleph, in Halacha Ches, where Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky writes the following. You know, there's something a little unusual. The Gemara suggests as a possibility, as a hava mina, look, if the Torah tells us Mincha Somer in count, so maybe you should offer the Omer on the second day of Pesach, and then on the second day of Pesach, not from the previous night, you should begin counting. After all, if the Omer is so squarely dependent on the offering of the Minchas HaOmer, so in such a case, offer and then count. So the Gemara says, in principle, yes. That's what we would have thought, but the Torah tells us, Tmimos Tihiena, the days have to be counted in their entirety. And if the day, of course, begins at night, so how can you wait until the day to begin the count of the Omers? Therefore, necessarily, one is obligated to count from the previous night, as of course we do, that even Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, the Omer is not yet brought, but you already begin counting. Apparently, you see that you don't need the actual offering of the Omer itself, but rather the fact that, at least in principle, the Omer could be brought, or perhaps in anticipation of the Hakrabas HaOmer. In such a case, one can already begin counting. Reb Chaim suggested as follows, that, you know, in principle, could you have the Minchas HaOmer Bizman Hazeh? So in practice, we don't, but in principle, yes. After all, the Rambam writes, Perek Vav, Hilchos Tmimim Musafim, Makrivim Karbanos, Afal Pi She'ein Habayis Banui. Even without the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, we do have Kedusha HaMikdash. And the Rambam writes, in principle, that allows for even Hakravas HaKarbanos Bizman Hazeh. And therefore, the Rambam writes that that is sufficient for Miyom HaViyachem. If there wouldn't be a Kedushas HaMikdash at all, even the Rambam would argue that you couldn't have Sfiras HaOmer Min HaTorah. It's not that the Sfiras HaOmer is not linked to the Minchas HaOmer, but rather the fact that in principle it could be offered, that is considered to be sufficient. After all, the Rambam writes, what is driving, what is the source of Kedushas HaMikdash? The answer is, the Rambam tells us, the Shechina. And Bahashchina Eino Beteilo. The presence of the Shechina is there today, as Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, and therefore the Kedushas HaMikdash is present in order to allow for the offering of the Omer, and certainly to allow for the Sfiras HaOmer as well. So that's as Reb Chaim points out, that if that indeed is the case, one could argue that according to the Rambam there is that linkage, and yet Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is Min HaTorah. You know, Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Tshuvas, Chut HaMishulosh and Simen Yud, that when you learn the Rambam, you know one thing. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes that the Iker Limud of the Rambam is to be Dori Smuchim. You have to look at proximity. The Rambam doesn't always explain the whys and the whats of Hitchizke Dinim, but you know what? Context. That's considered to be critical. And if you can look where the Rambam places a halacha, Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, that will give you insight into the nature of the halacha as well. If you wanted to look up in the Rambam the halachos of Sfira Samar, where would you look? Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tmidim Umusafim. Hard to imagine that according to the Rambam that there's no link between the Sfiras HaOmer and the Minchas HaOmer. That's where the Rambam discusses it, in that exact context. And after all, they are linked, Reb Chaim points out, because this is considered in principle to be Miyom HaViyachem. So whereas many Rishonim assume Tosus, the Ramban, the Balamor, Sfiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh is only Drabanan, the Rambam Zivu Sfiras HaOmer is indeed Min HaTorah. A common link between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, even though they fundamentally disagree, what is Min HaTorah, what is Derabanan, but they agree on the following point, and that is that whatever is true of days is also true of weeks. One should not distinguish. According to Tosfos, both are min haTorah, and according to Rabbanan, according to Tosfos, according to the Rambam, both are min haTorah. Is there any possible basis of distinction? Maybe to argue that, look, we have two elements of the mitzvah, counting days, counting weeks. Is it absolutely the case? What is true of days is also true of weeks. And here you have the view of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham writes the following chiddush in Nesiv Hei and Perek Dalet that one could distinguish. And Rabbeinu Yerucham writes that Bizman Hazeh, counting days is min haTorah, counting weeks is only Ezechel HaMikdash. When it comes to counting days, the Rambam is correct. When it comes to counting weeks, Tosfos is correct. And one does not necessarily have to true. What is true of one is true of the other. And where did Ben Yerucham get this from? Ben Yerucham writes, well, look in the Psukim themselves. When you look both in Parshas Emor, as well as Parshas Re'eh, the Torah emphasizes days, weeks, but you know what? The Torah only links the counting of the weeks with actual offering of the Omer and not the counting days. In Parshas Re'eh, the Torah tells us, Shiva Shavuos Tispalach, and the Torah continues, Miyom HaChel B'Karmeshim, and the Torah tells us the offering of the Omer itself. When you look in Parshas Emor, the Torah tells us, after all, one is obligated to go in to count, Miyom HaVeyachem Esomer HaTznufa, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tehiyena, Omer, counting weeks. And then the Parsha concludes, independently, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Rabbi Yerucham writes that counting days is not necessarily so inherently linked to Mashen Kain when it comes to the counting of the weeks, and therefore one a mitzvah daraisa, the second only a zeichel mikdash. Rabbi Yerucham writes a pretty stunning ha'ara that bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, counting days, counting weeks, they used to recite two brachos on Sfiras Omer, one on counting days and one on counting weeks. We recite two brachos on tefillin. Rabbi Yerucham writes two brachos on Sfiras Omer. Bizman hazeh, we only recite a single bracha. Why is that true? Because counting days is min haTorah, counting weeks is a zeichel hamikdash. And Rabbi Yerucham writes an interesting chiddush: you don't recite a bracha on a zeichel hamikdash. You recite a bracha on a mitzvah min haTorah. You recite a bracha on a mitzvah derabanan. But something which is only a zeichel hamikdash does not warrant a bracha at all. And Rabbi Yerucham cites two indications that this is true. One is the Seder night. We don't recite a bracha on Korech. Why is there no bracha on Korech? Rabbi Yerucham writes, Zeche lemikdash kehillel, and therefore Korech does not warrant a bracha. And the second proof, Rabbi Yerucham writes, Sugyan sukan daf memdalid chavita de arava. When you clap Hoshanos, you don't recite a bracha. Why not? Because Hoshanos, the real halacha of Hoshanos is in the Beis HaMikdash. What we are doing is only a Zeichel HaMikdash, and in a Zeichel HaMikdash you don't recite the bracha. And that's the view of Rabbi Yerucham when it comes to counting weeks, when it comes to these indications as well, Korech, Hoshanos, you don't recite a bracha on a Zeichel HaMikdash. Our bracha of Sfiras HaOmer is only on counting days, not on counting weeks. According to Tosfos and the Rambam, that certainly is not true. The bracha of Al Sfiras HaOmer embraces days as well as weeks. According to Ben Yerucham, that certainly is not the case. In fact, Ratzi Pesach Frank points out that many Anshei Sfara count Sfira a little bit differently than we do. On day 8, for example, we will argue that Hayom Shmona Yamim, and then Shehem, Shvochad V'Yom Echad, and we will conclude La'Omer. Many of the Sfaradim will count somewhat differently. They will count Hayom Shmona Yamim La'Omer. And afterwards, then they will say Shehem. Why exactly do they do that? Ratzi Pesach Frank writes, because of this view of Rabbi Yerucham, that counting days, that's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, mitzvah min haTorah. Counting weeks is only a zecher lemikdash. So therefore, one has to make sure that the mitzvah of counting days is independently concrete, that now this is day 8 of the Omer. And once that is true, you can go on to the Zeich HaMikdash, but simply to say today is day 8, and to proceed and discuss the Zeichel HaMikdash without a critical word of La'omer, therefore according to Ben Yerucham, perhaps that indeed is true. It's interesting, the Tshuvas HaRashba writes in the very beginning of the Tshuvas that perhaps La'omer is not Li'ikuva at all. Simply saying Hayom Shmoni Yomim is considered to be sufficient, but at least the minhag that the Sfaradim have, Rav Tzipei Sefrank writes, is based on that view of Rabbeinu Yerucham. There's a stunning Tshuva of the Beis Halevi, it's found in Chilak Aleph Simen Lamites, where Beis Halevi writes as follows. A person, for example, missed day 10, day 11, day 12, you know, he's going to count day 13 without a bracha. What about when it comes to day 14? Is there any possibility of arguing that, look, at least let me recite a bracha on counting the weeks of the Omer? Because there's a further interesting machlokas, the Rambam and the Ram. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos that what exactly is the mitzvah of counting weeks? Two possibilities. Counting weeks could mean that there's a mitzvah of counting weeks each and every day, on day 8 to say, which is 1 week and 1 day. Or maybe one could argue the mitzvah of counting weeks is only when it comes to 7, 14, 21, 28, when you're at the end of the week to say, week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4. The Ram writes that the mitzvah of counting weeks is only on the ends of the week. And the Balamor, such a minhag, that they would only count weeks on day 7, 14, 21, 28, and the like. They wouldn't break down individually at all. So the Beis Halevi writes, look, when you get to the end of the week, 7:14, then everyone agrees there's a mitzvah of counting weeks. Can a person go ahead and recite a bracha on counting weeks? So the Beis Halevi writes, yes, interesting chiddush. According to Rabbeinu Yerucham, he writes, certainly not. The mitzvah is only to count days. Weeks never warrants a bracha. It's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. But we don't assume, he suggests, as the view of Rabbeinu Yerucham. We assume as Rov Rishonim, what is true of days is also true when it comes to weeks as well. And even if a person missed a day and he disrupted the minyan hayomim, but nonetheless, when you get to the end of the week, that can be recited with a bracha. That's a chiddush that the Beis Halevi writes. We generally do not assume halacha as the Beis Halevi. When you miss a day, we'll tell you not to recite a bracha even on the ends of 7:14 and the like. But nonetheless, that's Rabbeinu of the Beis Halevi writes, based on this view of Rabbeinu Yerucham. So therefore, three different possibilities. Days, weeks, min HaTorah. Days, weeks, only Drabanan, and the split of Rabbeinu Yerucham, counting days, a mitzvah, counting weeks, is only considered to be a zecher l'mikdash. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yerucham.
Is there any poskim who hold you don't make a bracha during Kol HaMoed on Arba Midah?
We do make a bracha. There is such a possibility in the Gemara. Right, it's a good question. Why that's not true? The Gemara has two deos in Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Whether a person recites a bracha on the balance of days, that's how Rashi understands the Gemara against the Rishalmi, but we certainly do so. It's a very good question. Rabbi Yerucham writes that you don't make a bracha on a Zeichel HaMikdash. Rabbi Yerucham writes, I'll prove it to you, Korech. Is that so obvious? Maybe I'll tell you the following. That's what the Chok Yaakov writes. You don't know why you don't make a bracha on Korech? Because you do make a bracha on Korech. 5 minutes earlier, you made a bracha on Matz and Marah, and that should cover the Korech as well. The Mishnah Berurah writes that one should not be mafsik in between Alachilas Matzah, Alachilas Marah, and Korech, because the bracha extends to Korech as well. Maybe it's not because of Zeichel HaMikdash. The other example, Chavita Da'arava. When you look at the Gemara, the Rabbein Rucham Sa'id, Sukkah Daf Mem Dalam Abayz, the Gemara seems to give a very different reason. Chavita Darava Hoshanas is only a minhag, and you don't make a bracha on a minhag, not because of Zeichel HaMikdash. Then what do you do when it comes to Dalet Min? It's machlokas, whether it's a mitzvah or a minhag. Right, the Gemara is explicit. The Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Mem Dalet Beis writes, you don't make a bracha on Hoshanas because it's only a minhag navim. So Tosus immediately asks, that how can that be true? What do you do when it comes to Chatzi Halas, again, brachas and Daf Yadala that you mentioned? So Tosus writes, Halal is different. The Rambam writes, Halal is not different. And therefore, on a Chatzi Halal and Rosh Chodesh, no bracha is in fact recited, because that also is considered to be a minhag. And what do you do when it comes to Yantav Sheni Shogalios? Isn't the bracha recited Yantav Sheni Shogalios? That's what Tosus and the Rambam discuss. The Priskarav writes the following difference that may be relevant for us. Maybe when do you make a bracha in minhagim and when do you not? So the Priskarav writes as follows, that you know, you can't recite a bracha on a minhag because a minhag lacks a shem mitzvah. After all, you can only recite a bracha on something that is categorized as a mitzvah. When it comes, for example, to Yantav Sheni Shagalios, Yantav Sheni Shagalios, what are we doing? Eating matzah? Eating marar? That certainly has the status of a mitzvah. It's noheg chova on the first day of Yantav. All the Chachamim did by extension is to continue the practice. The Chacham didn't institute as a new minag. And that's the Chiddush of Iskarav writes, this is found in Tosfos Rid. If you look in Tosfos Rid, Sukkandav, Mem Dalet, Tosfos Rid writes the following, Hecha denoheg chova vahosifu bo Chachamim. If you have something that exists as a mitzvah, and all the Chachamim said to do was just extend it an extra day, and that you can recite the bracha. So if the Chachamim created a minhag, no. If it's a minhag that exists as a mitzvah, then not. So for example, Yantav Sheni Shagalios, all we're doing is continuing an additional day what we did on day one. That's the beautiful teretz of the Tosfos Rid. When it comes to Chavita Darava Hoshanos, that's a minhag that doesn't exist at all outside of the Beis Hamikdash. That was a new minhag, and that you don't recite a bracha. And now a fascinating machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam, to what extent is a chatzi halel patterned after the halal shalem? Can I argue that chatzi halel is noheg chova because there is a mitzvah of halel? Even though that was a different type of halal, that was a halal shalem. That's what the Tosfos Rid writes. A fascinating biur. You know, I would argue that would answer your question as well. Rabbi Yerucham writes, you don't recite a bracha in a zeichel amigdash. So I would include that caveat of the Tosfos Rid when it comes to minhagim. If you have a zeichel amigdash that is noheg chova, on that you can recite a bracha. So therefore, when it comes to chavita da'arava, that's never noheg chova. When it comes to korech, if it's a pure zeich lamikdash, it's not noheg chova. That's only bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim. When you have korban pesach, amatzus marim yochluhu. What's unique about netilas luv neserig on shar yomim? On shar yomim, it's a zeich lamikdash, but undeniably, it's noheg chova on day one. This is a mitzvah netila, and therefore, if that's true, Rabbi Yerucham would argue a bracha in fact could be recited. It is interesting. Rabbi Yerucham doesn't address that case of dalid minim, but I think that answer the Tosfos Rid in Sukkah and Daf Mem Dalet when it comes to Minhagim is going to be relevant when it comes to this instance as well. So Rabbein Yerucham, a chiddush, that counting days, a mitzvah min haTorah, counting weeks is only a zecher lemikdash. You know, if you look carefully in the psukim, Rabbein Yerucham's argument seems to be quite compelling that the psukim link counting days with avodas hamikdash, counting weeks, but it doesn't mention such linkage when it comes to counting days. So I'll ask you the following question. But why is that true? I understand. You look in the psukim, it does seem to indicate that days is independent and weeks is linked to mikdash. And therefore, Rabbi Yerucham writes this great, great chiddush that therefore counting days, the mitzvah Torah, counting weeks, bizman hazeh, is only a zeich lemikdash. But why is that the case? Why is that the case? If you look in Or Sameach, there in Hilchos Tmimus Sofim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Beis, Or Sameach begins by saying, look, Gzeiras HaMelech. You always have to be careful about the why questions. No, why? We don't always know the whys, but it's clear from the psukim that in fact is true, and therefore, Achok, the counting days is Daraisa, counting weeks is only a Zeich HaMikdash. But then the Or Sameach continues, and Or Sameach writes that, no, maybe it's not Achok at all. The Or Sameach invokes Sod Hashem Liyreyev. Maybe it's explicit in a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Dafe. The Gemara writes the following interesting chiddush. When it comes, for example, to Rosh Chodesh, when is Rosh Chodesh? You know, I would have suggested that maybe Rosh Chodesh, whenever the new Levana appears, whenever we can isolate the Mulet HaLevana, that should be Rosh Chodesh. And you know what? If that occurs at 2 in the afternoon, so, you know, maybe I would have argued that up until 2 in the afternoon is the previous month, and from 2 o'clock on, that is the new month. After all, if that determines the onset of Rosh Chodesh, so how do you know that it is a day? So, the Gemara writes that's based on a pasuk. The Torah describes Chodesh Yamim, a chiddush, that the unit of months is defined in terms of a day, and therefore you can't have a day that is part of the previous month and part of the coming month, but once this is considered to be the day of Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh from the onset of the day at night, because the unit of a month is divided into the day, and therefore, Minei Yamim, the Gemara says, count days, v'kadesh Chodesh, and I'll declare that this is Rosh Chodesh. And then the Gemara tells us the following. When it comes to Shavuos, the Gemara says that Minei Shavuos V'Kadesh Atzeres. And therefore count weeks. And when you count the weeks, now you can consecrate the Yantif of Shavuos. The Gemara writes an amazing Chiddush. If someone were to ask you, how long is Pesach? You'll say Pesach endures, its duration is a week, and Sukkot a week, and of course, Shemini Atzeres. How long is Shavuos? You would tell me Shavuos is bat min haTorah, a day, the day of Shavuos. The Gemara writes, no, not really. Shavuos is a day, there's a day of Shavuos, but the Gemara writes, Shavuos is also a week, there's a week of Shavuos. If I were to ask you, how long is the Yantif of Shavuos? The Gemara writes, the proper answer is, well, Shavuos is a day, but Shavuos is also considered to be a week. How do you know that that's true? A week of Shavuos. The Gemara writes, well, Amarava, mitzvah l'minei yomei, mitzvah l'minei shavuoi. Well, you're obligated to count days, you're obligated to count weeks, and therefore there's a day of Shavuos, and there is a week of Shavuos. So the Gemara says, look, the day of Shavuos I understand very well. On the day of Shavuos, that for us is Yantif. There's an Isur Malacha, and there's a Mitzvah of Kiddush, and a Chiyuv of Tefillah. I understand. A week of Shavuos, the Gemara writes as follows. A person on Yantif is obligated to bring Karbanos. You have to bring a Re'iyah, a Chagigah. A person did not offer that Karban, let's say, the first day of Pesach. Is all lost? No. He can still go ahead and offer the carbon for the duration of Yantif. I have a week to go ahead and do so. Well, of course I have a week to do so because the entire week is Pesach. And when it comes to Sukkot, the same is true that throughout the entire week I can offer the Re'iyah and I can offer the Chagigah. A person, for whatever reason, didn't offer these karbanos on the day of Shavuos. What now? Or let's assume the first day of Shavuos is Shabbos, where a person cannot offer these karbanos. It's not Doches HaShabbos. So therefore, how long do I have to do so? So the Gemara writes the following Chiddush, you have a week in order to offer the Re'iyah and the Chagigah. Why exactly is that true? The Gemara suggests, look, I understand, you have a week of Pesach, the week of Sukkot. I have a week of Shavuos. The Gemara says, of course, because in certain respects, the Yantif of Shavuos is a day, but in other respects, the Yantif of Shavuos lasts an entire week. And how do you know that that's true? Rava says, because mitzvah l'nime yome, mitzvah l'nime shavuoi. So therefore, there is a day of Shavuos, there is a week of Shavuos, and therefore, even though there's no Isra Malacha, and even though there's no Chol HaMoed, but you can still offer those karbanos for the week of Shavuos. So fascinating what the Gemara writes. Shavuos in certain respects is a day, Kedusha Siyam Isra Malacha. Shavuos is a week when it comes to the karbanos of Chagigah, karbanos of Re'iyah, and therefore Shavuos is considered to be that which is a week. And the Gemara writes, that's why you count the days of the Omer, and that's why you count the weeks of the Omer. So Sameach adds just simply as follows. I understand very well the day of Shavuos. The day of Shavuos is relevant to us, Bizman Hazeh. It's relevant not only in Beis HaMikdash, it's relevant outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but the week of Shavuos, that is only relevant, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. The week of Shavuos is only relevant to Hakrabas HaKrabanos of Re'iyah and Chagigah. And the Gemara writes that, where do you demonstrate that week of Shavuos? Because mitzvah l'nimnei Shavuoi. That's why you count the weeks of Shavuos. Shiva Shavuos Tispalach. So the Sameach writes, if that's true, you understand Rav Yerucham beautifully. Bizman Hazeh. When you don't have the Beis HaMikdash and you don't have the Akrabas HaKrabanos, so the week of Shavuos is not relevant in that same way. And if the reason that you count weeks is in order to highlight, to manifest the week of Shavuos, which is only relevant to Kodshim, not surprising that counting days is min haTorah, but counting weeks is only a Zeichel HaMikdash, because its relevance is only Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. And that's the Chiddush, that the Rosh Sameach writes to explain why it is that the Torah distinguishes between counting days and counting weeks. And therefore, that third view of Rabbi Yerucham, the distinction of Sfiras Yom as opposed to cases of Sfiras HaShavuos. Tosus quotes, Menachos and Daf Samach Vav, the known Shita of Halachos Gedolos. What happens if a person fails to count the day of the Omer in its entirety? So the Bahag writes, if lo sofar, shuv lo yisfar, you missed the day, you no longer continue to count. Why exactly is this true? From Tosfos, not clear. Tosfos writes, it's based on the concept of Tmimos Tiyana. If you look in Sefer Achinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Vav, Sefer Achinuch writes as follows, that Because according to Halachos Gedolos, Sfiras Omer is one lengthy mitzvah. It's really mitzvah achas to bridge the gap, to link Pesach to Shavuos, and therefore that chain, that linkage, is only as strong as its weakest link, and therefore once that is severed in such a case, then not. That's how the Sefer HaChinuch understands the Halachos Gedolos. The Chida is a Sefer which is called Mara Be'etzva. The Chida writes, if that really is true, according to the Bahag, when you miss a day of Sfira, not only can you no longer continue to count, but you know what? Every day that you counted with a bracha, it turns out that that was a bracha levatala. The Chidarites have to be so careful about Sfira, because missing a single day will impact inappropriately on all the days that you counted. You know, perhaps the Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate this as well, because typically speaking, women perform mitzvos even though they are exempt, and the Megah Ashkenaz, based on what Tosfos writes, is women will recite a bracha even Eino Mitzviyosa. Women will recite a bracha on lulav, on sukkah, on shofar, even though technically they're exempt. And what about when it comes to Sfiras Omer? So let's assume, as Rav Roshonim, the Rambam writes expressly, that women are exempt from the obligation of Sfiras Omer, but nonetheless, Eino Mitzviyosa, can they do so, and should they do so with a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, in the name of the Shulchan Shlomo, various practices, that women should count Sfira without a bracha. Why exactly is that true? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, because the Shulchan Shlomo writes, that almost vaday that yitu biyom echad. No, because after all, they're going to make a mistake regarding the Sfira Sa'omer. What exactly does that mean? The impression you get from the Mishnah Berurah, it means that you know what? They're going to probably miss a day. They're probably going to miss a day. In which case, what? Therefore, they shouldn't begin counting. They shouldn't begin counting with a bracha. That's what it seems in the Mishnah Berurah, that if one anticipates that they're going to miss a day, but women are exempt, and they're going to make a bracha, and good chance they're going to miss a day, so therefore, count from the get-go, from the scratch, without a bracha at all. It sounds like, when the Chida writes, that if you miss a day, it impacts negatively on the previous days. If that really is true, one could raise the issue. Rav Shlomo Zalman discussed this. A person, for example, was undergoing surgery during Sfira, and he knows that he will not be able to count a given day. Should one, for example, argue, well then don't begin counting with a bracha, because you know it's going to be missed. One could envision perhaps a dateline issue, that a person all of a sudden is going to find himself in the next day. Should one argue that therefore don't begin counting with a bracha under that circumstance? Is that really the case? It's interesting. The source of the Mishnah Berurah quotes by name, the Shulchan Shlomo. So the Shulchan Shlomo, if you look in the Shulchan Shlomo himself, he writes the following, that women should not go ahead and recite a bracha on the Sfira, because you know what? That they will make a mistake, right? After all, they'll miss, right? And the Shulchan Shlomo adds three words. And that is that vaday yit'u badin. They're going to make a mistake lahalacha. Vaday yit'u badin. Those three, it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shulchan Shlomo, he doesn't add those three words. But in the Shulchan Shlomo, that's what he writes. Now, the mistake is yit'u badin. Yit'u badin perhaps means the opposite. Perhaps it means the opposite. In other words, the Shulchan Shlomo does not write that a woman's going to forget to count. And if she forgets to count, now what? No, everything was levatala. She's going to forget to count and she's going to make a mistake. Vahalacha. What exactly does that mean? I would say the simple understanding of Shulchan Shlomo is as follows. She's going to miss a day, but you know what? She's not that proficient with vahalacha. She doesn't know Siman Tav Pei Tes, and therefore she will make a mistake lahalacha. Make a mistake lahalacha, she will continue to count with a bracha. Continue to count with a bracha. Now, that's a problem. In other words, the Shulchan Shlomo does not seem to be bothered by she'll miss a day, and therefore, well, what about all the 20 days that were counted up until now? The Shulchan Shlomo writes they're going to make a mistake, and they will err lahalacha by continuing to count. That perhaps is the exact opposite implication, that missing a day does not impact negatively on the days that were counted, but rather projecting forward, one cannot continue to count. And indeed, this is how Rav Slavichik understood the view of Halachos Gedolos. Why does the Bahag maintain that if you miss a day, you can no longer continue to count? Is it really because everything is one long mitzvah? Rabbi Yeshaya, for example, asks, according to the Bahag, why is the bracha recited each and every day? If it's all one mitzvah, the Prima Gadim raises that as well in Siman Tav Peites. Maybe even the Halachos Gedolos admits that every day is considered to be a separate mitzvah. If that's true, why, if you miss a day, can you no longer continue to count? Rav Slavetchik would often explain, because after all, there's something somewhat unusual about counting. And that is, counting by its very definition has to be consecutive. Counting has to be sequential. You have to count in order. A person is counting and they lose count and they miss a number. You know what? It's going to impact on all subsequent count. Because counting, minyan, requires continuity, consistency. It has to follow a sequential order. And as such, once a day is missed, so therefore, one can no longer continue to count. All the days that you counted up until this point are meaningful. That was not a bracha levatala. But counting henceforward, once a day is missed, so therefore that disrupts the sequence of the counting itself. So Slavetchik cited interesting possibilities to indicate that this is true. The view of Rav Haigon, this is quoted in Shibli Haleket, and this is quoted in the old editions of Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Vav. A fascinating possibility. A person counted, all of a sudden they miss, let's assume, day 11. Now it's day 12. Can you count day 12 with the bracha? Rav Haigon writes, yes. But you know what? Your counting is a little different. You have to acknowledge, es smol haya, yesterday was day 11, vahayom shnei masayom. You have to acknowledge the missed day. You have to state that yesterday was... What do you gain by stating that yesterday... That's a mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. To say today that yesterday was, Rav Slavetchik explained, Rav Haigon did not feel that you can fulfill yesterday's mitzvah today. The chiddush of Rav Haigon is as follows. But in order to attain preservation of the minyan, the sequence, acknowledging the missed day is considered to be sufficient. That's the view of Rabbi Haigon. We don't pass like Rabbi Haigon. You miss a day, we don't argue, say, yesterday was and today is. Rav Slavetchik pointed out the following chiddush. And this we do pass the mic. Tosus quotes a menachos nav samach vav that halachos gedolos. Miss a day, you can only continue to count. Tosus continues and quotes another dispute between themselves and halachos gedolos. A person didn't count at night, can that individual count during the day? So Tosa says, according to the Bahag, yes, you didn't count at night, you can count during the day. Tosus maintains that's not true. You can only count at night, you can't count during the day. So two views in Tosus, yes and no. How do we assume halach and tav peites? If a person doesn't count at night, you count during the day without a bracha. If I were to ask you, why do you count without a bracha? So, apparently you would argue, this is what Shumas HaDeshen writes. Well, the Bahag says yes, but Tosfos says no. So what do you do, kind of, in that situation? So look, count, because the Bahag says yes, but Safek brachas lahakel, don't recite a bracha. Tosfos says no. And what about continuing to count the next night with a bracha? Oh, here the Shumas HaDeshen writes, now it's really a Sveik Sveika. After all, according to the Bahag, when you counted during the day, that was good. And even if you argue that's not good, but Tosus writes, even if you miss a day entirely, you can continue to count the next day with a bracha. So, you know, when you pile on the questions, this is a sveik sveika that would allow a bracha to be recited. Rav Slavetchik pointed out the following. Look in Tosus, Megillah Chaf Amud Beis. Tosus in Megillah Chaf Amud Beis writes the following. A person didn't count at night. The Baal Halachos Gedolos maintains that you count during the day without a bracha. That's what Tosus writes, Megillah Chaf Amud Beis. In other words, it's not that the Bahag says yes, and according to the Bahag, you would even count with a bracha. And Tosus says no, don't count at all. And therefore, as a compromise position, we argue, okay, count, but don't make a bracha. Count because of the Bahag, but don't make a bracha according to... No, Tosus writes that the Baal Halachos Gedolos maintained that count at night, but if you fail to count at night, count during the day without a bracha. That's not a compromise. That is a shita. So how do you understand the shita? If it's a mitzvah, recite a bracha. And if it's not a mitzvah, do not count. How do you understand the shita of counting without a bracha? Rav Slavetchik pointed out, no, this is exactly the view of the Halachos Gedolos. And that is as follows, that If a person goes ahead and misses a day, he can no longer continue to count. Why? Not because it's one elongated mitzvah, but rather you fail to maintain the continuity, the sequence, the minion of the sfira. Rav Haim Gaon stated a great chiddush, and that is, you know what, if you acknowledge that yesterday was, that's sufficient to maintain the sequential order. The halachos gedolos maintain no, not true. You can't say yesterday was, but you know what? If it still is that day, it is the 11th day of the Omer, even though you didn't count last night, if you acknowledge not yesterday was, but today is, then you can preserve the minion of Sfira, Ketoras Vadai, and you can count tonight, Ketoras Vadai, with the bracha. So if I'm only counting during the day to preserve the sequence of Sfira, but not because of the mitzvah that requires Tmimus Tiyena, so therefore, you know what I will tell you? You count definitively without a bracha, not because of Safek. The counting is simply preservation of sequence, not for the minion of Sfira. And the Chiddush, it's similar to Rav Haim Gaon, with that distinction, is that you don't require the mitzvah of Sfira Saomer in order to preserve the sequence of the Yemei HaSfira. Rav Savitcher commented, you know, you go to bar mitzvahs this time of year, no, the most common bar mitzvah pshetl. Now, what do I do who became bar mitzvah during the Yemei HaSfira, right? And every possibility is found in the Achron. The Birkei Yosef writes, the Chumrah, that even if you counted every day religiously up until this point, but you can no longer continue to count with the bracha because what you counted up until now, you are not a Baruch Yiv at all. And therefore, now you have to count from mitzvah on without a bracha. And the opposite view, the Chesed Avram writes, even if you didn't count at all, your mitzvah begins today, and therefore you can count with a bracha. Chesed Avram suggests the tumim that maybe that's even true of a ger sheniz gayer. Ben sahasfir, he can count from the day that he became a ger. Great Kiddush. And we assume a midview. Now, we assume typically that's what Rav Slavichik assumed, that's what Tzvi Pesach Frank writes, this is what you find in Chasinuch and Mitzvah Shinvav, that as long as you counted Bekatnuso, and you didn't miss a day, you can continue to count. But if you missed a day last week, even though you're a katan, we're not going to allow you to continue to count with a bracha. Why exactly is that true? So if you look at the presentation in classic Achron, they write, well, look, Rav Achronim assume that Sfiras Rav Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan. And Tosus writes in Brachos Daf Mem Ches that a Katan is also a Bar Chiyuv in Mitzvos the Rabbanan. So therefore, look, Sfira is the Rabbanan, and a Katan is obligated the Rabbanan, so what he counted was pretty meaningful. And therefore, that's enough to allow him to continue to count. If you were told that Sfira is Daraisa, or if you were told, as what Rashi writes in Brachos Daf Mem Ches, what Ramban writes in Megillah Daf Yutes, that a Katan is not obligated in Mitzvos at all, maybe you wouldn't say that this is true. From Slavichi maintain, no, regardless of the chinuch issue, regardless of the chinuch issue, the Baha'i says you can count during the day and then count the next night with the bracha. Why? Because in order to preserve the sequence, the minion of Sfiras Omer, you don't require the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. And that's what Sfira accomplishes by Yom. Rav Slavichik suggested that would be true even if one counts as a katan. Even if the katan is not an absolute full bar chiyuvo, but nonetheless, the counting is relevant to preserve the minion of Sfiras Omer. This is what the Noda Bida writes in the Tshuvas and Simen Chav Zayin, a person, Rachman Litzlan, becomes an onen during Sfiras Omer. And we assume as Tosas Hashit, an onen is not allowed to go to perform mitzvahs. But you know what? If there'll be a lengthier window of time between the Misa and the Kfura, and an entire day is going to pass, so therefore, he doesn't count at all. He can't continue to count. No, according to the Chida, every counting that he did now was a bracha levatala, because now he became an onen. So another Vida would suggest that count without a bracha, or maybe count during the day. In other words, count in such a way that one would preserve the sequence of the Sfira without fulfilling the mitzvah of Sfira, and therefore you will be allowed to count in the future after the Kfura, but you're not encroaching on what Tosus writes, that as an onen, it's not appropriate to go in to fulfill mitzvos. You can have a Sfira, which is not the mitzvah of Sfira, but rather it's relevant for the preservation of the minyan itself. And perhaps that's exactly the view of the Halachos Gedolim. You know, much of what we commemorate during the time of Sfira is mentioned is what the Gemara writes, Nivamos, the Ptira of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. And why? al shlonogu kavod zelazeh, because they did not express proper kavod chaverim, they were not deferential to others. You know, it's striking. Rabbi Akiva was the one who told us, the Yerushalmi, that v'ahavta l'recha kamocha ze klal gadol b'Torah. And yet, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 talmidim, umesu kulam b'perekechot al shlonogu kavod zelazeh, and they all perished at this particular time. The Gemara tells us, v'ahaya ha'olam shamim. Literally, the world was in desolation. Ad shaholach Rabbi Akiva eitzo Rabboseinu shebedarom v'shanalahem, until Rabbi Akiva had to go to Rabboseinu shebedarom, regroup, and start again teaching Torah anew. A magnificent depiction of what happened during this tragic time. It's striking that the Tamid Rabbi Akiva lo nagu kavod ze lo ze. Now there is a fascinating midrash, it's found in Koheles Rabbah, Parsha Yud Aleph, that describes the dialogue of Rabbi Akiva with these new Talmidim. Now, imagine, all the Talmidim perished. And Rabbi Akiva had to regroup and reteach the Torah Hashem to a small pool of Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva charges them, Atem lo tihiyu kein, that you can never be guilty of what the earlier generation of Talmidim had expressed. And therefore you have to realize, to be able to perpetuate the Mesorah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sense of Kavod Chaverim, Ben Adam LaChavero, that is considered to be absolutely critical. You know, for typical people, Lo Nagu Kavod Ze LaZe would not necessarily mean such an indictment that literally, Umesu Kulam B'Perek Echad, but yet, the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, they were the Balei HaMesorah. They were the Matikei Shmua. They were the ones who were going to emerge, right, as perpetuating the Mesorah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for the Balei HaMesorah not to be Noheg Kavod Ze LaZeh, that is an indictment. That required that new leaders of Knesset Yisrael had to emerge, who would bear that mantle of Rabbi Akiva, of V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. And who were these Rabboseinu Shebedarim? Who were these individuals? The Gemara in that Midrash tells us they were none other than Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehudi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Shimon. Those were the Rabboseinu Shebedarim. They were the ones Rabbi Akiva charged with that mandate of V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. You know, if you look throughout Chazal, you find stunning comments of these Rabboseinu Shebedarim. If you look, for example, in the Midrash Tanchum and Parshas Vayichi, the Rabbi Meir is the one who says that Kol HaMavarech Es Yisrael, Hilo Mavarech Es Hashchina, when you give a bracha to a fellow Jew, that's comparable to a Birchas Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda tells us Kol HaMakabel Pnei Chaveiro, Ki Makabel Pnei Hashchina. Right? How it is that one greets a fellow Jew, that's considered to be an act of Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Rabbi Yossi is the one who tells us that Miyamai lo avarti al divrei chavera, the sugyan Shabbos nafkuf yirches, throughout my entire life I never breached the teaching of any of my colleagues. Rabbi Shimon is the one who tells us in Shabbos that Noach lo laodam shiyapil asatzma lo kivshan ha'esh val yalbin pnei chavera v'rabim. Don't risk embarrassment of others. Better give up your life than embarrass anyone of your chaverim. This was the mandate of Rabboseinu Shebedarim. They lived by that statement of Rabbi Akiva, V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. That was that charge, to realize you're going to emerge as the Matikei Shmua. You better realize, Rabbi Akiva told them, that this is a precondition of, and then you will be zochet to be able to immerse yourself in the Torah Hashem and emerge as the Balei HaMesorah. When you look in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Vav, the Gemara tells us the following. You have a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah. Who's a Stam Mishnah? Rabbi Meir. And you have a Stam Sifra, that is Rabbi Yehuda. And a Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon. Stam Tosefta, Rabbi Nechemia. They are all Rabboseinu Shebedarim. These were the new Talmidei, Rabbi Akiva. They emerged as being, in a literal sense, a Balei HaMesorah. Any Mishnah, any Braisa, any Tosefta, any Sifri, these were the new Talmidim who were able to absorb that message of Rabbi Akiva, of Shlono Kavod, Zelo Zeh, And therefore they emerged as being the Balei HaMesora because of their teachings, their practice of the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha in the most overt sense. The Meiri writes that, you know, what is so special about Lag BaOmer? The Meiri writes, Nasug Nivamos Nav Samach Beis, that, look, this was the Ptir of all Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Lag BaOmer, Poska Magefa. Poska Magefa. That's when the Magefa came to an end. You look in Pri Chodosh and Tav Tzadigim. Pri Chodosh raises a frightening kasha. You know, Rachman Litzlan, there's a certain plague, and some people perish, but there's survivors. So finally, when the plague comes to an end, you know, it's bittersweet, a loss, but it came to an end. Imagine that Umesu Kulam, they all died. Vahaya Olam Shamen, the world was in desolation. So you're going to celebrate when the last one perishes? But the Magefa came to an end because there were no longer any Talmidei Rabbi Akiva who survived. Somewhat ironic that this day of Lag BaOmer should have any element of Simcha at all when the tragedy was considered to be that which was so intense. Pri Chodosh writes, and this is what you find in Chida as well, that Lag BaOmer was that day that Vaholach Eso Rabosina Shebedaron Vishanalan. True, they perished tragically, but the day in which Rabbi Akiva rebuilt and he turned to the Talmidim and said, Vatem lo tiyu kein, that was what we experienced, that mitzas nechama of the day of Lag BaOmer itself. There's a fascinating correlation. This is found in the Maharal, this is found in Lev Eliyahu or Rav Eliyahu Pilapian, this is found in the teachings of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that there are 49 days to the Omer. And if you look in the last Perek, the Braisa of Avos and Perek Vav, Kinyan Torah, there are Memches Dvarim Shah Torah, Niknes Bahem. And the Maharal and Yisrael Salanter writes that there is an obvious correlation between each and every Midah and the anticipation, the experience of Kabbalah Sator, to the point that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would argue there is a day-to-day correspondence. There's a Midah of that day. And the Avoda of that particular day is to be Kone the Torah Hashem through that vehicle itself. And that's the Hachpanah which is necessary for 48 days, Kinyan Torah, until a person finds themselves on the threshold of Erev Shavuos. And that last day, interesting, right? That's a time when one reads oneself in the broadest sense, anticipating Mamad Har Sinai. Each day represents that avoda, how one prepares themselves for the Torah session. You know, when you look at our count of Kinyan Torah, and you go through kind of day to day, what is the midah of each and every day? So if you take a look right in our Kinyan Torah, so you have day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, and you come to day 33, Lag BaOmer, right? The avoda of that day, the Kinyan Torah, is none other than Ohe Vesabrios. Ohe Vesabrios is that avoda of that particular day. That's when Rabbi Akiva went to Rabbi Senu Shebedaram, Atem lo tiyu kein, this is what a person is obligated to do. And therefore, that's what this day of Lag BaOmer represents for us. I remember hearing so beautifully from Rav Asher Weiss that, you know, when you want a gematria to work, it's always good if it's exact. You know, once you're one number off, it takes the thrust out of the whole. You know, if there really was such a correlation, so memtes and memche, it was so hard to come up with one more number in terms of seeing to it that every day would make that last drasha even a little more gishmak in that particular sense. So Rashi always answers so beautifully that, you know, the Gemara tells us a nidan daf ayin the following, that ma yasa odam v'yechta. A person wants to accomplish in the Torah session. How do you do it? How is it that it's done? So the Gemara tells us the first thing is yemat bischora. A person has to curtail some of his business dealings. Now a person has to be focused. Now, if a person's mindset is only going to be on everything else, it's going to be hard to really go ahead and to emerge as being a sar ha-Torah. So to an extent that one can, you might discover. In terms of Iker and Tafel, clearly the Torah Hashem has to be that which is equal. I often tell my Balabantan, you know, in Dini Brachas, when you have two things that are equal, so therefore, how do you determine what bracha to make, what is ikar and what is tafel? You follow quantitatively, the road, whatever is the majority. When you have two things that are not equal at all, you have a little mezonos and you have a lot of filler, it could very well be that in terms of volume, the filler is more than the mezonos. But the mezonos is a davar choshuv, al-pidin is considered to be the ikar. Now, in other words, that ikar in tafel is not always determined quantitatively. It could very well be that, you know, v'yasafta digonefa, hours and hours a day could be spent in terms of being osek bischora, but nonetheless, that doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be that which is ikar. The ikar in tefillah is the mindset that a person will have. The Torah Hashem can be the ikar even if, right, a person is carving out, and that becomes their priority. So the Gemara tells us that you might bischora. The first thing a person has to do is minimize, right, other activity. And viharba b'yeshiva. A person has to sit and learn Bahasmana Tsuma, and then a person could possibly emerge. The Gemara says, Harvey Asu Velo Osu Biyadam. Many did that. Right? They were Mamait Beskora. They tried to learn as much as they could Bahasmada Atsuma, and somehow they didn't quite. The Gemara says the following. No, there's one other ingredient which is absolutely critical, and that is Yevakesh Mimi Shahakach Mashalom. A person has to be mispala. You have to be zoche to siyata d'shmaya. A person can make all efforts. You know, it's so true in life. A person can kind of seemingly make every single effort, but without siyata d'shmaya, a person is not going to reach that particular goal. The Rambam writes that a person can perfect himself to be worthy of nevuah, but never tapped by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because it's necessary, but it's not sufficient. Everything that you do is just hishtablus. But you know what? Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to initiate, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tap. That's an important, important life's lesson. And that is, you know what we do in life? Our efforts. But a person has to be mispalel for that profound sense of siyata d'shmaya. Because without that, a person can exercise and exert every effort, but you know what? You're going to fall short. And Rashi always explained, that's the 48 and 49. The 48 is our hishtadlus, in order to ready ourselves, in order to receive the Torah Hashem. But you know, a person can go ahead and climb every rung. You're ascending the ladder, the goal is in sight, you get to the last rung, and all of a sudden, it's missing. And somehow, there is a gap that somehow cannot be overcome. And then you realize that I can do everything possible, but as the Gemara says, ha beha lo kaimi, without siyata d'shmaya, you're not going to be zelcha too. Kabbalah satara. And in order to emphasize that that is true, there are going to be 49 rungs and 48 methods of attainment, but yet there's going to be a gap. And that gap is going to teach you that you have to be nispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that immense siyata d'shmaya. Because without that in life, a person is not going to be able to succeed. You know, how many times do we look and we see, you know, we seemingly did everything inappropriately, and sometimes things kind of just fall in our lap in order to tell us that, you know, you have to be zochen to intense siyata d'shmaya. And that's one of the most important lessons that you have of Bimei Hasfira, that Hishtadlus and Amelus and Hasmada, that no doubt, that is necessary, but it's insufficient. Right? Ultimately, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mispala for that sense of Siyata Deshmayin. Therefore, you understand very well that it is so, so deliberate, that there are only Memches, Dvarim Shatar Niknes Bam, and yet there are 49 days in order to reach the pinnacle, to reach that goal of Kabbalah Satorah, because that has to be accompanied by HaKadosh Baruch Hu responding to all of our efforts. Anyone who will think that they can somehow do it alone in any walk of life will only be disappointed until they realize that everything is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. This is part of what we commemorate and indeed celebrate during these days of Sfiras Omer, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the link between Chayrus and Kabbalah Satorah, and ultimately to realize that our destiny is determined only by Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Od Movada, but yet that these are days of anticipation, days of yistadlus, that the Ezra Hashem to be zoche to Kabbalah Satar once again.